T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
But Innovation Refunds can help you close the book on this thing. They're backed by one of those big CPA firms the corporations use, so they can determine once and for all if your business qualifies. And it's free to find out. Go to InnovationRefunds.com. That's InnovationRefunds.com.
O'Reilly. Don't risk getting stranded with a bad battery. Let the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts test your battery for free. If it needs to be replaced, get up to a $15 O'Reilly gift card after rebate with purchase of select SuperStart batteries. For power, performance, and reliability, choose SuperStart batteries at O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly
Auto Parts. So yes, it was after midnight and the glue on your kid's mission project refused to dry. But once everything was finished, you realized the smooth white and terracotta make this piece of history beautiful. CertaPro Painters has good news. Your home paint project doesn't have to come with the frustration and panic of your child's fourth grade project. Skip the stress and still end with the look you love. To get your painting project started, go to CertaPro.com. That's Certa with a C.
Each CertaPro Painters business is independently owned and operated. License information available at CertaPro.com.
Find what you love at the Miele Innovation Center at Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill. Out of your dreams and into your kitchen, select the qualifying built-in kitchen appliance package that's right for you. With unrivaled technology and luxury-grade quality, when you bring home a Miele, you're bringing home true innovation. Now, for a limited time, save up to $2,100 with the purchase of a qualifying Miele appliance package. Visit the Miele Innovation Center at Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill or at friedmansappliance.com.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Go to 4hims.com/joy. At Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation and discreet shipping if prescribed. You'll love your results. To start your free online visit, go to 4hims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy.
I can't wait for what's next. Even with higher stroke risk due to atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem, Eliquis, apixaban tablets, reduces stroke risk. It's the number one cardiologist prescribed blood thinner. Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without talking to your doctor, as this may increase your risk of stroke. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or have antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or unusual bruising, or if you have tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. It may increase your bleeding risk if you take medicines such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Listen to the Morning Roast this Friday for your chance to win a $250 Kirby gift card. Kirby is your driveway mechanic. Brakes, tires, oil changes, washes, and more. Get all the info on our contest page at 957thegame.com.
Hi, Sarah. I'm sorry I'm late. The traffic is crazy.
Yeah, it is. And it doesn't help that gas prices have skyrocketed. I can't believe how much it costs for gas now.
Everyone's talking about how much gas is, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app, and I get cash back for every gallon of gas I buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid real cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yeah, real cash every time I buy gas.
What? That sounds like it could really add up.
I've made around $200 already.
Wow. Wow, that's serious extra money. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code EARN40 for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back in your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code EARN40 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus in your first tank. That's code EARN40 for 25 cents per gallon cash back in your first fill up. Cashback's not available in gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Mom, Dad, Sis?
Here we go again.
Why are you in a suit?
Picture, if you will, a world with the best network imaginable. I'm talking about the Xfinity 10G network.
Go on.
Mom, remember how your reality shows wouldn't load with all of us online? Now you can binge. And Susie, we'll have fast internet in the basement.
Nice.
If you have any questions, here's my card.
This is just your name on a gum wrapper.
Introducing the 10G network only from Xfinity. The future starts now. Now through April 23rd, new customers can get 200 megabit Xfinity internet during our limited time Xfinity 10G network launch celebration for just $25 a month for 2 years. Plus, there's no annual contract required and you get Wi-Fi equipment included. Go to Xfinity.com/10G, call 1-800-XFINITY or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Taxes and fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply to internet service and devices. Actual speeds vary.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMC FM at HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
I'm one for one against Draymond Green in basketball knowledge.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Steiny and Guru with you, talking Warriors. And last hour. Yeah. Yes, sir. I'm going to agree with the 765 here. Somebody say, no, I'm not agreeing with the guy who said I'm too negative. I'm practical and realistic. But let's start out with this, which I mentioned earlier today, a huge positive. Defense was great last night against Minnesota. Minnesota didn't score 100. That might have something to do with Gary Payton II. See, I think they got to become a better defensive team in a big way. All right, let's hear Big Smoothie. Big Smoothie in Oakland. What's going on, Big Smoothie?
Get mad every time I consider this game last night. 23 seconds, you're going to close this thing up. Bad turnover by Draymond. Jordan Poole, it was a horrible mistake. I think the biggest mistake was that long three.
Yeah. I'm with you.
I think that was the worst
killer
mistake to me. But I'll say this, man. Draymond Green pops on the screen on defense, man. He's putting everything on the line. His voice is his play this year. If you take him off that team, it's a done deal. Draymond is.
That was well said.
He just look what he did against Joel and Embiid even last night. And I agree with Guru, man. This Minnesota team is going to be a problem, and I bet you the Grizzlies don't want to see this team in the first round. I bet they don't want to see this team is a problem, and Ant didn't even really get off last night. So I think that Draymond, man, he has to be all defensive this year. I don't know why he's not even considered for defensive player of the year. It's beyond me.
Appreciate the call.
He said his play has been his words, Donnie.
Oh, really? Honestly, what was the gentleman's name?
Big Smoothie.
I hate to do this. Big Smoothie. Yeah, I don't think Draymond's having a great year. I don't think he's having one of his best defensive years.
For this team, though.
Right, but he slipped. Yeah. See, this is what I mean. Like, when you go from championship, when you go from great to good, that means you got worse, unfortunately. And he's still a hell of a defender, but
okay.
Nobody's
right.
Saying he's the
because they're going to need him to be, Stoney. If they're going to do anything, it starts with him. And real quick here, if you say they got to get better again, I need to see. And you're gonna, I know where you're going because we ain't did this today. You just can't for not that they did, and he didn't have a good game last night. But Jonathan Kuminga can play some defense, Stoney. I saw it against Luka, 94 feet.
Right, he can do it sometimes. He's not consistent. Jonathan Kuminga is not, and here's the other thing Warrior fans might need to get used to.
I'm sorry. But you know who Steve Kerr is. You've seen his tendencies. When he looks down the bench and sees DiVincenzo, Payton II, and Kuminga, who's he playing? He's probably going to play the guys he trusts the most. And the guy, I think, see, this is, am I in the locker room? No, I'm not in the locker room. But among those three guys, DiVincenzo, Payton II, and Kuminga, I'm going to venture to guess that Kerr trusts Kuminga the least.
Well, am I just
saying something stupid again? Or can we actually try to take something from the first 76 games of the year?
Kuminga only 15 minutes last night.
Ace is in Marin. He says we're overthinking it. How so, my man?
Hey, fellas. How you doing?
Doing well.
Good. Good to talk to you. I'm going to parrot what Goose said a few minutes ago about the Wolves' size. It was very impressive. I was at the game last night. And in terms of the overthinking, if you look at the season, to me it comes down to the same blunders. There's turnovers, there's fouls, and there's timing of shots. I don't know if that's a coaching thing. I'm loath to ever say anything bad about Kerr. I love him. But they just, I don't know. They need to clean that stuff up. What do you guys think?
I think they do too, but... Yeah. Can they?
And the Jordan Poole one, forget if it was even, it was an unforced turnover, Steiny. Like, damn. And I know he's, but it was unforced. And we see a lot of unforced turnovers. And when you fall down and the ball goes, like it's been happening to Poole, I think that's where the ire from the fans come, is it's unforced a lot of times.
Like Curry early in his career. How about this? Here's a little, what would I say if you said this?
You've been using your mechanism. I like that.
You know, it could have won that game. It should have. You know. Let's talk about Minnesota last night. The Minnesota Timberwolves. How was Gobert last night?
I thought he was damn good.
He was all right.
But compared to how he is against the Warriors?
How was Carl Anthony Towns?
He was so-so.
He was terrible.
But he hit some big shots.
Great.
Yeah. All right.
He was 5-for-16 from the floor.
But the two of those five.
How was Anthony Edwards?
He was bad.
The point is, Minnesota didn't even play well. And they came in here and won. They did not play well, Minnesota. One guy played well, Naz Reid. I'll give you Conley the first half.
Yeah.
I'll give you Naz Reid, and I'll say, you know what? I'll give Gobert his props for everything other than the offensive side of the ball. Mike's in San Jose. What's up, Mike? How you doing?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Going well.
Good conversation. I want to look at the roster from a little different perspective. I think the fundamental change with the Warriors is that for years, you had guys come here that were seasoned veterans that had already made all their money and had their career, and they came here for the minimum to win a ring. When they switched to going young, you now have guys that have already won a championship, Poole, Moody, Kuminga, and they want to start their career, and they look around and know they're not going to play for a few more years. And Kuminga looks like last night someone stole his puppy because he just figured out GP2 is going to take his minutes. And he looks like I'd rather be playing with Wiseman where I could make 25 a night. Moody looks like, man, am I just going to be the 15th man forever? And if I was Poole, why would you want to stay on the Warriors for 3 or 4 more years? He views himself as a Hall of Fame scorer, and they're going to ask him to come off the bench for 7 years. It's a fundamental switch. The Currys, the Draymonds, and Clay are on legacy forever. The young guys want to play, and they're not going to play with Kerr. So I just think your whole dynamic is different. The older guys came to blood, sweat, and tears for a ring. You guys want to play and be stars. And I'll give you the last thing on the Warriors. Jack Nicklaus told Tiger Woods, anybody can win at 25. Can you win in your 30s when real life takes over?
Good stuff, Mike. You know what Jack Nicklaus also said? I told you this.
No. Nope.
You should remember. You said, oh, that's great.
Uh-oh.
You know, in golf, you can use a tee when you hit your first shot. So somebody asked... Jack, most guys play with a tee. Some guys don't.
Do you?
Oh, hell yeah.
All right.
Because I go by what Jack Nicklaus said, even though I don't. They said, Jack, how come you use a T? He says, because I play for money.
I'm mad at
it. Just makes it easier.
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, one of his greatest films. You unfamiliar. That's just, man, what am I going to do with you?
What are you talking about?
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest is one of his greatest films.
Who do you think I was talking about who said, why do I use a T?
There's a Nicholas and there's a Nicholson.
I was talking about the 18-time major winner, Jack Nicklaus. I'm not sure if Nicholson plays.
Ironically, that one may have flown over the cuckoo's nest.
Is that my new bird? Oh, my God. Whoa.
Nothing better than a Nurse Ratched.
Wow, man.
Mention. Rickson Hayward.
I'm glad. Oh, that's pretty embarrassing.
Good. Nah, you just misunderstood.
Yeah.
See, that's like a, that's like, harmless. No,
if I could turn red, I'd be red. Oh, my goodness. Keep that between us.
Rick and Hayward.
Oh, my goodness.
In the stack, as Groove says.
Yeah.
What's up, Rick?
All right. Well, I see a lot of games because I work at the Chase Center.
Okay.
And I watch pool force so many turnovers. When he wants to be a team player, he excels. He's good. But when he thinks he can be the superstar and tries to take over the game, it's when he screws up. You know, you got a 2-point lead, but he had 12 seconds, I think, on the clock, and he shoots the ball. You got to drive. You got a center with 5 fouls. You got to drive to the basket. You don't shoot that ball.
It was a bad decision.
The turnover with 4 seconds, that was just stupidity.
Let me push back on that real quick.
Why wouldn't Curry have the ball to keep Jordan even? Like, seriously, that's why didn't Curry have that basketball? And if anybody's going to chuck it at that juncture, it should be Steph Curry. And Jordan, I love you. That was terrible. You gave Minnesota you handed them the ball. And maybe Kerr could have said, give me the ball. You 2-for-1 win. I don't give a damn about a 2-for-1.
Like this,
we're
is
up
what,
2. All we need is one bucket, night.
Doesn't matter who's playing well, who's not. Get the ball to Curry come hell or high water.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, so Jordan Poole, whatever he did up to that point, who cares?
Oh, he kept him in the game. He was licensed to shoot a 38-footer off
the 38-footer was a stupid shot. That was stupid. Right. That was
that's
dumb.
What I'm talking about.
The pass to Curry was not dumb.
All right.
That was just lack of
the
execution.
The 38-footer was worse than the pass. And Curry, like you said, pointed out I should have kept going.
Jordan Poole's in what, his fourth year? Jordan Poole, per 36 minutes, averages 3.7 turnovers per game. Steph Curry's fifth year in the league per 36 minutes. He averaged 3.7 turnovers per 36 minutes. And in fact, it wasn't that long ago, 2021, he averaged 3.6. So, like...
But Steph's... Yeah, that's... Oh, he didn't have a icon. This is...
People, it's unfair.
That makes too much sense. That's all.
So get off it.
Yeah. But I can get off of him. And I defended them last night on Twitter. Like, who cares? But that shot, Stoney, the 2-for-1 is the one that really, that's, man.
He's made them. So is Steph. So is the best tough shot-making team in the NBA. Let's go to Joel in San Jose. What's up, Joel?
You both hit on the nail on the head a couple of times with Guru talking about Kerr drawing up the play for Jordan Poole. And now you're bringing up Curry and his turnover status and compared to Poole, but it's the nature of the turnovers, the unforced errors, the mishandling of the ball. When Curry turns the ball over, he's trying to make something happen. You rarely see him just have an unforced turnover. And I'm just wondering, I want to ask you, do you see behind the scenes, like, them working on his ball handling, them working on his decision making? Are they working on it behind the scenes? Because obviously it's a flaw in his game. It's a flaw on the team. You can't trust the guy at the end of the game to make the right decision.
Wow. He's still very young.
And dynamic with the ball.
And as far as the certain types of turnovers. Okay, so Poole apparently commits them late. That's usually the function of a young player trying to do too much. You know, Steph Curry also had a problem with a specific type of turnover early in his career. The turnover at the top of the floor, which led to fast break dunks and layups. Curry used to turn the ball over at half court an inordinate amount of time, which led to one-on-nothings and two-on-ones. Poole tries to do too much in crunch time. Both of them, Curry kind of addressed his problem. Curry's turnovers never come at the top of the floor for the most part anymore. Poole can get better at that.
I'll tell you this about Poole, especially with no Wiggins. I don't believe we will see a game, if they qualify for the offs, that Poole does not finish in the finishing line. Like, he's a must.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
I don't think he's a must.
Who would you have out there? You just said this team has no defense.
You said, right, that's why Poole's not in there.
No, please. I told you I'm from the side of your defense is going to be your offense. Poole is a must. Whatever you think is, like, I think they can still shock the world. It's going to be offensively. It ain't going to be defensively.
I disagree. Unless you tell me they just held the Timberwolves to 99.
Well, the Timberwolves were shooting like crap. And the Timberwolves won the game.
Why would you say Poole's entitled to the last 4 minutes of the game?
That's how much I think he brings to the table offensively.
Well, good. You play him, Steph, and Clay. You're terrible defensively.
Okay, but I can make the ref. Who's going to make the ref blow the whistle? Because let me tell you, last night, Steph and Clay didn't get to the free throw line. I got a dude that can do it with his eyes closed. You're always going to be on the floor.
Okay, you're going to put the worst defender on your team on the floor.
Did he finish last night?
I don't know.
Yeah, he did.
Okay, did he finish two nights before that?
Yes, he did. That's what he won him the game. He won him the game in Philly. I was right there. He won him the game. Went to the free throw line.
Poole does not play the last 4 minutes of every game. Well, it depends.
I believe now with Wiggins out, he will. That's my take. I mean, 1 minute you're saying they got no defense, then the other you're
that's
defending
right.
Poole,
they
but
have,
you're saying there's going to be scenarios to where he's on the bench. Please, now that have
no they have no defense when they play Poole, Curry, and Thompson. They are terrible defensively on the perimeter with those three guys.
Well, the last two games, Poole's been in the finishing lineup with Wiggins.
That's right, because you got to pick your poison. But it's not a good problem when you have only offensive players and only defensive players. Chewy's in Oakland. What's up, Chewy?
Hey, what's going on, man? Thank you guys for taking my call. Obviously, we can tell that the guys that we got right here, they not the guys, but just Poole, they want to be superstars, just like James Wiseman. That's why he had to go. So are we, as Warrior fans, are we going to be, are we going to do something with this Poole situation? And if we do, I mean, could we bring in some people that want to get a ring, that don't mind being superstars? Because that's what it seems like he wants to do. He wants to do a lot of Steph Curry stuff. He wants to be a superstar, and I don't think he wants championships.
Thanks, Chewy. Appreciate it. We got one.
Yeah, no doubt. And he was a big part of it. Clay told you that last night at the podium.
Yeah, let's listen to Clay reference championships again. Somebody asked him about Poole's confidence and if he's worried.
Right there. That's all.
Right there.
That's all. He was a huge part of that. And then people tend to forget that. So, right there.
I love that, man. Whether he meant it
his
or not.
His point of championship.
Yeah, matters. That was great.
Bob's in San Francisco. Hey, Bob, how you doing, man?
Hey, I love the show, guys.
Thanks.
Just listening to the Warriors' woes here. I just think that they basically are off this year. They didn't do enough to get the bench right. And, you know, the age is creeping up on our starters. So I think Poole and the other young guys, yeah, you're right, Guru. If they basically, pay more attention and try to learn more, then I think they'll be okay. But if they're trying too hard, too early, I just don't see it. And then one other point I got, I think it was Jack Nicholas that played the Joker in Batman. Right?
He did.
Nicholson.
Yeah, Jack Nicholson.
Yeah, played but the you Joker. Were talking about the golfer.
Correct.
And I thought that's, yeah.
And you were talking about One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
The actor.
I worry every once in a while about things penetrating. Steinmetz, there's no such thing as the Warriors barely winning it. There's no barely in the record books. Let me ask you something, Mouth. What was an easier championship, Durant's second year or last year? What was easier for the Warriors? I would say probably Durant's second year. I think that team was better than last year. My point is, the Golden State Warriors one year lost one playoff game. So what does that indicate to you? That indicates to you or me that the Warriors were head and shoulders better than any team they played. They were 16-1 in the postseason. Last year, it was harder. They had to play from the three seed. So they weren't as dominant last year when they won the title. Therefore, to my way of thinking, their margin for error is less now than when it was during the Durant era. Quite frankly, this year, I think their margin for error is significantly less than last year.
Especially now with no Wiggins.
Suge is in Fremont. What's up, man?
Hello?
Hey.
Hey.
Hi, this is Suge. How are you guys?
Dynamite.
Hey.
Great. You know, I was just thinking to myself, you know, the end comes in different ways. We have to come to terms with reality. This is not the same team that won those glory years. This is not the same team that won last year. So I've already moved on in my mind. I hate to say this. I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to have someone to cheer for this year. I'll just cheer for the cousins up north, not for anybody in the south. And, you know, just go from there because, and if they lose, I'll cheer for Denver. And if Denver doesn't win, I'll...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Switch over to the East, but nobody else on the West.
Suge, it sounds like you've given up.
It's not their year.
Suge?
Suge is a sage.
I like her. She sounds like she's throwing up the flag.
She's like me.
Oh, Lord.
She's just practical.
You don't know the future.
No.
That's right.
But I also don't ignore the present. And I don't live in the past.
They should have beat Minnesota.
Yeah, of course they should have. And you know what? You know what I say? Minnesota should be 3-1 against the Warriors. Because Minnesota gacked away the last game.
It was a Sunday game, too.
Thank you.
They were up dub.
Hey, if you give the Warriors all their 2-point losses, their record's pretty good. Yeah.
I don't care.
Oh, boy.
Tom's in Sonoma. What's up, Tommy? Tommy.
Hey, Steiny.
Yeah.
Guru, how you doing?
What's up, baby?
Doing good, man. Where in Sonoma are you? Are you in Sonoma, actually Sonoma, or just Sonoma County?
Yes, I am.
Are you in Sebastopol?
No, I'm in Sonoma, man.
So you're in the town square.
Yep. I live here, man. This is the beautiful downtown Sonoma.
You ain't kidding, man. You ain't kidding. There's some action up there, Tommy.
Yeah, let me tell you, man. Steiny, you're right, man. I have given up on the Warriors you know, if and when they make it, they are DOA, dead on arrival. Because I just don't think they got it, man. And I'm going to tell everybody right now, and I love the statistics that you did on Curry and Poole, because they got it. People need to get off Poole's back. Why? Because they think that he's going to be making up for Wiggins. He's not that player yet,
right,
man. You need, I think he needs a couple more years, okay?
I do, too.
And secondly, I'm concerned why I don't feel they're going to make it. Wiggins needs to come back before the regular season. It's important that he gets some game time. He doesn't have his legs. He doesn't have his shooting. You know, he hasn't picked up a ball, you know. And when he comes back, what is his state of mind?
Yeah.
Okay?
Fair.
That's fair.
Fair, Tommy.
Jump off the roof. Thanks for the call.
He agreed with me.
And that's what they had, too. I don't like that.
Action in Sonoma.
Oh.
I could care less about the Warriors.
That's known for the
speedway,
the car races, right? Yeah, look at you. You wanted to say no. I got it, Daddy.
Well, no, it's not near the town square, the race course. It's out in the country part. So, no, it's not. You know, it's a couple miles. Yes, Sears Point.
Dude.
Although, no, it's called, is it Infineon now? Sonoma, it might be Sonoma Raceway.
You got to Google it.
Yeah. I know, Brent. Or Trent. Sorry about that. Trent.
Dude, Houghton, the last two callers.
What about them?
They're out.
Suge.
DOA?
It's not time to be out on the Warriors yet.
No, look at my goodness. See, I'm rubbing off on you.
And we have to take a break. Matt Steinmetz, Dale the Guru Johnson with you. We're here till 2 o'clock. That's when we turn it over to Willard and Dibs. Golden State Warriors. Listen. They just got to win some games right now. That's all they got to do. And if they beat the Pelicans tomorrow and they beat the Spurs on Thursday, night night, they're fine. They're not in the play-in game. Everybody can be happy.
Look, fellas, I apologize.
Because I go by what Jack Nicklaus said. They said, Jack, how come you use a T? He says, because I play for money.
All right, man.
Just makes it easier.
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, one of his greatest films.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
You know, I didn't pronounce it great, though.
I've never been embarrassed on my radio gaffes that even the bird, because I knew what I meant.
No, bird's the worst.
I was getting mad at you for not putting it together.
Bird, why? Because he looked like a bird?
Steiny, man. It's time to get out of here.
By the way, I don't have to take up the argument anymore on Jordan Poole, because Dibs is going to come in here. He's going to be all over you.
Oh, is he?
About one of your takes.
Oh, I cannot wait.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'll just remind him of what happened Friday.
By the way, Thursday, special day. We're going to be out at Chase Center talking to Warrior players, and we're also going to talk to Bob Myers that day. We usually have Bob on a Warrior Wednesday. Since we're going to be at Chase on Thursday, we'll talk to him then.
Yeah.
We'll talk to him then.
I don't see it, Bob.
I don't, Bob.
That was over the phone. I don't think you said that to him face-to-face. You know what?
I don't.
I'm listening. We're waiting.
Kiss his backside for tickets so as to run into him all the time. Anthony and Benicia.
And what was the noise?
Anthony.
In the back?
Right.
Whoa.
You know that's not how it went down, Evan. Come on.
I know.
Dibley might want to get to the bottom of it, too. But let's get to Anthony. Yeah. Anthony's and Benicia. Let's put it around on the table.
I got a rat.
Oh, man.
First, can we please stop saying when Wiggins comes back? If there's even sliver to what's been floating around, we can't expect him back this season, and that's okay. We got to live in the now. Stop with all of this when he and if he. He's not here now.
I'm with
you. So that's what we have to live with. Secondly, I called Friday, and I spoke about Jordan Poole and Klay Thompson the second and third. And Jordan Poole, I can understand why people are frustrated, because he has the untimely turnovers, and he's always on the floor like he's playing in church shoes. But
that's my line.
Get on.
You said dress shoes.
Yeah, hey, same thing.
But you know, we come from the same club.
There you go.
Okay. Then you look at Klay Thompson last night, and I heard Fitz say it around the third quarter He said he started to become a volume shooter.
Yeah, I heard that.
He just started chucking it up. And I'm like, this is where I can understand where Steiny comes from at times. So, like I said Friday, there's enough blame to go around for everybody, even the towel guy on the sideline. Like, the team is just not really cohesive in the way that we would like them to be if we're trying to win a title. And Clay had 12 points in the first half, and he ended with 15. That just can't happen from our top guys. So I hear what you're saying, Steiny, about, you know, our top guys, and we got to hold them accountable. And I also hear what fans are saying about our, you know, next lower-level guys. I wouldn't call it lower-level, but, you know, just our younger guys, that they make untimely mistakes at times. But that's just my perspective about everything. I
appreciate it. Thanks, Anthony. Appreciate it. By the way,
I watch Fitz. I watched that game like the fourth quarter. I didn't hear him say volume shooter.
That's because he said it earlier in the game.
Wow.
Because he was trying to be that 6 minutes in the game. A couple things for you. According to my sources, here's the problem with DiVincenzo.
Okay.
Being taken out of the starting lineup. Problem with DiVincenzo is that he needs to play more to be effective. Not less.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's got... Since he's been inserted, he's been playing more. And we've got nothing. And it ain't like...
No, he was great starting for a while there.
True. Mm. And then what are we, about four or five?
How many games? So, long leashes for big
who
three.
Who takes you that?
Who do you think?
Dan Daly.
Who do you think? No.
Oh.
You know who. Poole did not finish against Dallas.
I didn't say Dallas. I said Philly. Okay,
so he's finished. He's finished two out of last three. Yeah. Hey, he ain't automatic. Why would he be automatic?
I just hate we haven't gave Clay his flowers for
what?
JD, that's my league pass button.
Once again, referencing titles.
No, having his back in the postgame presser. I did not see that coming. We're different. You don't care about stuff like that. He was like, he could have said he was a part of it. He said he was a big part. I said, Clay, that's leadership. I'm serious, man. You don't know me. That stuff, I like that stuff.
Well, I know you. I don't know Clay. Corey.
Come on,
Corey's in North Carolina. I know. People are just tired of it from you. Oh, what's up, Corey? How you doing? Me, on the other hand, they love.
I ain't ready to go. Hey.
Hey, Corey.
Hey, I just wanted to speak on about the whole Andrew Wiggins thing. Like, he might have been our second best player last year, so
yep.
It's obvious that we're going to take a dip without him. And I think at the trade deadline, if we would have made a couple of moves differently, I think bringing GP2 back was great, but I just think they were just one-off to even try to make up for Wiggins not being there. And if Wiggins doesn't come back, I mean, we really don't. If you look at the games, there's an area of the floor right above the free throw line where nobody gets rebounds, and it goes right over the top of Looney and Draymond. That's Wiggins' spot. He used to get those rebounds. Mm, he used to get those tip-ins.
It's not a bad call at all.
Wow, man.
And you know what, Corey?
He was the second best player, further. Corey.
You got it right.
Warriors used to get every long rebound.
Man.
Now they're tough. They're tough to get.
Philly was getting some of them long rebounds on Friday night.
I wanted to shoot. There was one thing I wanted to.
I got my baseball draft tonight. Fantasy, Steiny. Get with it.
I already had my draft yesterday.
Are you kidding me?
No. I'm sharing a team this year.
Oh, that's the part I didn't like.
Yeah, I know.
Who'd you draft first?
There are protections in our league.
Ours, too? We call them keepers.
We call them protections.
You keep three.
Up to four you can keep.
We I was three. Last place, so I didn't want to keep anybody.
Adam in San Jose wants to talk about Jordan Poole.
Hey, guys. I think Poole's mistakes are super frustrating because I think it's just a matter of being told to stop. His mistakes are just a matter of being told to stop. Sure. It doesn't take experience to stop slipping and sliding, causing turnovers, or chucking the ball from 40 feet early in the shot clock, or trying to play hero ball. And then is Jordan Poole really learning from his mistakes? Is Steve Kerr holding him accountable for his mistakes? Because it sure doesn't seem like it. He continues to make the exact same mistakes game after game after game.
Hey, Adam.
And then on another note,
you know who else used to do that long time ago? Steph.
If you had a dollar for every time you
smiled, just that one, Stoney.
Yeah, well, I'm just, you know.
He was just talking about what he's seeing.
Yeah.
And is he learning? He's,
you know what? I'm kind of seeing the same thing out of Jordan Poole that we saw with Curry early in his career.
But at that juncture, they weren't playing for chips.
That's right. So you're so we hold that against Poole.
No, that's where the vitriol comes from. It ain't fair.
And that's why?
Poole said he heard it, Stoney. The slander, he called it.
Okay. Yeah, we do. Okay. You brought it up.
Oh, we got it.
Of course we do.
Up now, I see you really engaged on the defensive end. Is this playoff JP that we're seeing turned on right now?
It's definitely playoff JP, but what's crazy is that y'all know that. Is that you guys know that. So I don't want to hear anything else. All of that extra slander that y'all be talking about. Y'all know what it is.
Okay, slander. What was the poll for tonight? Stay off the social media, man. Go ahead, JP.
Harmless. He was kidding.
Okay. Get off of Twitter.
He's joking.
Out on his fits.
He's having fun with the boys. I think. Oh, we got to take a break. Get
out. This is it.
What do you mean?
I mean, we got one more segment with the guys.
But it's Monday.
Nice hoop slate tonight. A lot of games. Sorry.
Coming up next, the crossover.
Steiny and Goo will get you through.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.